see the tape or not.
I got a little dog stuff on. I don't want anybody to really have to smell it up there.
Take a seat at the table or not.
Could you ask me nicely? You're bossing me around. Will you just ask me nicely?
Start off nice. Are you going to take a seat at the table or not?
Will you ask me nicely? I'd be more than happy to help you out.
Are you going
to
take a seat at the table? I can't ask it any more nicely. I'm not going to
Can you say please?
Mr. Hoffman, I'm not going to plead with you. Are you going to take a seat at the table?
I won't plead with you either. I'll come up here out of courtesy to you.
Okay.
Please don't boss me around. I don't like that. That's not very nice.
You've been forewarned.
Not very nice. I do have a little dog stuff here. Dog is sick. So you guys might have to smell a little something.
Okay. I'm going to find you in contempt. You continue with the hearing.
Will you tell me what that is?
I'm going to order you to be quiet and I'll try to see you later.
Well, I don't know what that is.
I'm ordering you to be quiet and start the proceedings.
Can I find anybody else in contempt in here?
I'm going to order you again to be quiet. You're just piling on.
What happened to me? I'm here under duress.
You're not here under duress.
I sure am. What happens to me if I don't show up?
Well, bench warrant should be arrested.
So what happens with a bench warrant? They come after me, right? So I'm away from my family. I can't take care of my livelihood, my wife, my 5.5-year-old. I can't take care of the bird. I can't pay my bills. I can't feed my family. Is that what it is?
No more for you. I only heard anything more from you for the time being. It's your turn to ask questions. I don't want to hear anything more about this. We're going to deal with the death issue later.
I think you're acting contemptuous.
What we're going to do is I'm finding that you're interested in the ability to conduct a trial today. I'm going to find you in contempt. I'm going to ask you to write it. It's called allocution. You tell me what you have to say to me.
I don't even know what that is. I don't know. You haven't explained any contempt to me, so how am I supposed to understand what it is?
Your contempt is your continued refusal to abide by the court's orders.
But what if I don't recognize the court's orders?
Well, you don't have to if you don't want to. Then I do what I have to.
Don't understand it.
Don't tell me you don't understand.
Why can't you? Don't I have a right to free speech?
You have a right of allocution.
No, do I not have, I don't know what allocution is.
Don't ask me a question if you don't want me to answer it.
You're not answering. You're telling me I don't have rights.
I'm not answering it to your satisfaction.
You told me I don't have rights. How do you know it's to my satisfaction?
I'm taking it. You don't want to exercise the right of allocution.
I'm happy to proceed here today, but you started off being an aggressive person to me today. I don't appreciate that.
I'm finding. I gave you an opportunity to reconsider your time.
I'm willing to just go ahead. If you want to threaten more stuff of me, let's go ahead and I'll do it your way today, okay? We'll do it your way. It's okay. We'll do it your way.
I'm telling you that your behavior here, and I'll do it. I'll finish it off and write you a copy of it. Direct interference with the proper administration of justice in this court.
It's not justice. I don't know if it's justice or not.
I'm also finding that your conduct is such that it's calculated, orchestrated, and it's meant to do nothing but make a mockery of the courtroom and disrespectful to the court.
If you had a mirror, I could say all those things to you.
You've done this before, and you have shown no interest whatsoever in doing anything.
I don't understand any of this, and nobody ever explains any of it to me.
I don't find your protestation credible whatsoever.
I don't either. Fine for you.
You're sentenced to 180 days in the house of arrest.
I cannot provide for my family.
You need to stand up. You need to stand up.
No, you don't touch my property. You don't touch me either. Don't touch me, Rivera. Don't touch me.
I'll simply put your hands behind your back.
You can get in the world.
You're hurting me. You're hurting me.
You're a violent man, aren't you?
Honey, I love you more than anything. I'm sorry these violent men are here doing this stuff to me.
We love you, Kurt.
I love you guys. I'll be praying for you.
So we'll roll over to your butt when this thing goes, okay? All right. You hear me?
Ready?
Roll over on your butt.
Okay. Now, those are not double underlined.
You want to stand up? Or you want to stay down? What you want to do? Oh, wait, just leave them on the floor, everybody out.
Hi, folks.
You're hurting me. My wrists are hurting.
until the court session is over.
Back.
No, I'm not. You need to move. The session is over. One of you can stay here. Okay. One of you can stay here.
I want my wife.
You can stay in witness. Okay.
I want my wife now.
Okay.
I want to have you.
Okay, folks.
You're taking me away from my wife. I want my wife.
No, I thought you said she was going to stay.
I want my
Let's
wife.
Let's go out, guys.
Well, she told me she liked
it. All right,
you guys have my arms twisted. This really hurts.
Okay, come on, folks.
You're hurting me.
Let's go, folks.
This is hurting. I want my wife. Honey, I want you.
Do you have the authority to?
I do. Have
okay. Where can we wait?
Right out in the hall.
Are you going to close the doors?
We have to close.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah.
We're going to secure the courtroom.
Is the courtroom in danger right now?
Stop.
I'm trying to determine why you're ordering. I was just sitting there.
I understand that. Let's go. Come on. You know the game. Let's go.
My friend's being hurt.
Let's go.
I just want to see him. I'm not going to see him for a while, it sounds like.
You may see him soon.
Well, hopefully.
You want to stay? You can stay right here.
She's staying? Okay. Out. Down the end of the hall.